Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I love getting updates from my old neighborhood about what's happening with my old house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have spies. And they've informed me that the new homeowners have basically just, like, redone my whole house.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
What's there to redo?
Apparently, a lot. Do you know, since they bought this house, they've had construction workers over there the whole time?
What?
Yeah. And now they've ripped up the sidewalk in front of the house, and there's like a skid steer out there, and they're putting new sidewalk in. They've completely like redone the garage. I'm like, dude, what?
It's not like it was a fixer-upper.
I know.
Right?
And you know what? Oh, anyway, I shouldn't. But I'm just like, wait a minute. We had this whole negotiation about, oh boy, we need it for this price, and da 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 da, and whatever, you know, and now you're sticking all this cash into it.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Wow. So I'm just thinking, they must have walked through this house and went, what a dumpster fire. Oh my God. I could do so much better. Boy, if this was ours, I'd fix this. I'd replace that. I'd rip that out. I'd redo this. I'd refinangle that. And okay. Well, I mean, it's their house now, so do whatever you want.
It hurts your feelings, though.
It is. It's hurtful, Dez.
Yes.
But don't you want to see the after now, though, and see what was so great for them?
I do. And when I was on vacation last week, we started talking about, you know, different homes and homes that we almost purchased before we moved to Apple Valley. And I would show my friend, like, oh, yeah, this was a house we bought. And then I decided to look up on Zillow my childhood home.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, they've gutted it.
No.
It was just for sale not that long ago, and so they're fresh photos. It looks nothing like the house I grew up in.
It's heartbreaking.
It's so weird to see this and go, oh my God, there's the kitchen. I remember the linoleum, and I remember sitting at the kitchen table and eating as a family there, and it's gone. Like, it's been completely redone, everything, everywhere. It's weird.
Oh, you guys remember about a year ago, I said, like, an old friend of mine from when I lived in Alaska, because I lived there till I was 12.
Yep.
She contacted me and said, oh my gosh, we just bought your childhood home. The home I used to go and, like, play with you at. She's like, I have so many memories here. She shared pictures, and I'm like, what's happening? This is not it. It almost, like, ruined it. I was mad I saw it because I remembered the kitchen, sitting at the table. I remember being on the deck, this big, beautiful deck that my parents built. Guess what? They took off the deck.
Oh.
I'm like, where's the deck?
I know. It's hard. And then remember when we lived in South Minneapolis, the people who bought that house loved it. They loved everything about it. And it went up for sale. I mean, it had been 6 years. And so they got out of it. And they loved it so much. I looked at the listing photos. They changed nothing. In fact, they used some of our photos from when we listed it to list the house.
Those were good pictures.
Yeah.
I remember those pictures.
Yeah, that's funny. I would like to bring up a point about that. Those pictures. Guess who took those?
Oh, that
I
was
did.
You.
Yeah.
I took the pictures for our listing because I said, you know what, to the agent, we need to negotiate a better deal on this this whole commission deal. Well, yeah. I have all the costs of this, and this. I said, how about I'll take the photos? Then you don't have to pay a photographer. And people critiqued and went, I don't know. I'm not that impressed with the photos. Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Isn't that funny?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they must not have sucked so bad because the next sellers used them themselves.
Well, everybody's version and, you know, thinking on sucking is different.
What? Boy, that is a quote. Could we get that on a bumper sticker? Can we print that on a mug?
Oh, my God.
Everybody's definition of sucking is different.
Oh, my God.
Dez, KS95.
Oh, man, you know what I meant.
Yeah, oh, boy, do we ever.
But there are different versions.
There are different versions of sucking.
There really are.
There's real sucking. There's slow sucking. There's fast sucking. There's choking gang sucking.
Okay. Now I'm like turning red in here. Stop.
Desirelli.
Oh,
see, here's what I know about this podcast. Every day I'm like, at what point will Des say something that'll just break it all down? And I'm looking, hey, we made it 4.5 minutes in and boom, there it was.
Everybody's version of sucking is different.
We could do a whole podcast on Des with that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that should be the subject line of today's podcast. Just put it out there.
All right.
Oh. I love it. Well done, Des.
You're okay. Welcome.
So it's good to think about happy music. We could all use some happy music this time, right? And so they came up with the happiest songs, songs that we can all listen to and just feel good about.
Oh, I love that.
What is your happiest song? What's your go-to happy, happy song?
Ooh, there are so many.
Okay.
I mean, the standard one is just Happy by Pharrell.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Or Can't Stop the Feeling.
But we don't need the word happy in it for it to be a happy song.
No, like, absolutely not.
Like the second most popular song for happy songs is by Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. I'm driving at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you. I would like to know who put this list together.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not an unhappy song.
I've never heard it in my life.
Oh, you haven't?
Never once.
Okay.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees is third.
That's a fun one.
Again, who put this list together?
These don't scream happy, do they?
Okay, are you ready for it? The happiest song of all time? Okay, okay. Here it is. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why
you had to hide away for is this someone. ELO?
Yep. Mr. Blue Sky, after 1,300 people contributed to this, they determined Mr. Blue Sky is the happiest song of all time.
Was this taken on opposite day?
I think it was taken at a retirement home.
It must have been that Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, golly. Mr. Blue Sky really gets me going.
ELO. Did you hear Des, though? She went, is this ELO? Because I love them.
No, but you know why I love them?
Why?
Not from original. There was a band in town that is called EL No. That we used to go see all the time. Remember Lee's Liquor Lounge in Minneapolis?
Yes.
Oh yeah, baby. They played it and the house was packed.
Oh.
ELO's concert brought to you by Werther's Original.
Yeah. Not the truth. Well, have you ever wondered what it'd be like to go back to the year 1337 and hear what music sounded like back then? Go to the Renaissance era. Des?
Is it?
Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay. Here's what it sounds like if we did a medieval version of Pumped Up Kicks. You know, what's their name? I can't even think of the band's name.
Foster the People.
Yeah, that's it. Old Foster. Here we go.
In his past, chest obscured a box of odd baubles, and I do nay know what. But he shall challenge thee. All the other folk with thine plate sabaton shall best make haste, outrun my bow. All the other folk with thine plate sabaton shall best make haste, faster than my arrows. All the
other faster than my what?
Arrows.
Oh.
Arrows.
Best make haste, outrun my bow.
I'll run my bow.
I mean, it's so catchy no matter what they're singing, but that's just funny.
I love make haste. I'll run my bow.
You know, at the beginning of this pandemic, they went, how can I contribute?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back to medieval times and give you the best Foster the People jam I can.
I love it. God, it makes me miss the Renaissance Festival.
I know.
It's not going to happen this year.
It's not for sure?
Well,
I mean, obviously, we know it's probably going to happen. Like, they're going to cancel it, but they haven't yet, have they?
Is it September when it starts?
No,
it's August. End of August. Dang it, I was just hoping. Maybe they could do a late start and things will be better.
Oh, they do it early August.
You know the
rules. Before
the
state fair.
Okay, I'm trying to just make it happen. Would like some mead.
Okay, now you're bringing up things we can't have.
Sorry. Oh. Can we buy mead in other places?
I need to go and see Lady Virginia. Never tell me my fortune and my fate.
I don't think any of us should know our fortune.
Now, last summer, she told me I'm effed.
She and look what happened.
Yeah, she just said $20. You're effed. Next.
Could you break it down? No, you don't want to know. You're effed.
Your whole life's a dumpster fire, but you don't need me. You don't need me, Lady Virginia, to tell you. Next.
Oh, I bet it was because of us. Coming in here. She went, don't worry, you're effed.
Oh, it's us. It's COVID-19. She was right.
Well, Lady Virginia is never wrong.
Well, not with short things like that. You're going to be great. $20, thanks.
I'll tell you. She had Vaughn sit down at her table. She looked at his palms. She looked at his chart. She looked him in the face. She looked at me and said, oof, he's a fussy one.
Oh, she knew it.
Wow.
She had his number.
Oh, God. And I remind him whenever he's being a little fusser, I'm like, oh, yeah, Lady Virginia knew. She knew. She Lady Virginia doesn't know anything.
You could really just call him Lady Virginia.
Oh,
shoot, he listens to this. Dang it. Just be like, whatever, Lady Virginia.
Oh, Lady Virginia.
I mean, you know it'd be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah, no, it's going to be a weird summer without the things we love. No State Fair, no Renfest. It just blows.
It really does. Like, have you wanted a year to be over faster? And it will not happen.
I know.
Not even halfway.
And I hate to wish my life away.
Me too.
But
in a year, I'm fine with it at this point.
Well, if we can get a vaccine by,
yeah,
December, January, that'd be nice.
Just fast forward to, then again, I love the summer, and if we can just all social distance and be outside, we'll make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will, guys.
Oh.
Everybody's version of sucking is different.
You know, for Howie Mandel, he's saying, look, now you understand my life. My life has sucked for years. Now you get it. Do you see what it's like to be a germaphobe like me?
This is normal. This is my everyday life.
This is his everyday. Can you imagine living like Howie Mandel, being a hypochondriac like that?
I can't. I live with my brother, who, no joke, is probably a smaller scale of Howie Mandel.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't good, Ryan.
Yeah.
She ain't good. It is stress every day. I can walk out, wash my hands for 45 seconds, and he'll go, I don't remember hearing the water. Did you do it? Can you just do it again for me?
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea Josh was that nervous about everything.
Oh my God. I'm not even kidding you. Somebody dropped off a package. They dropped it off and he saw the person not wearing a mask as they left. And he goes, I have to throw this away. I have to throw this package away. I go, well, dude, just let me take it out of the package for you. It'll be fine. I don't know. I mean, what if he coughed on it? What if he spit on the package?
Wow.
I'm like, wash your hands.
Dude, That is a lot to go through. So I try to be as encouraging as possible.
It's a tough life. Maybe you need to serve him the new viral trend at home for dinner, and maybe he'd perk up a little bit.
Oh.
This is an all squid dish. Dez, are you in?
All squid, eh?
All squid. Here's what we're serving up tonight. Squid ink noodles.
Ooh, I love that.
Covered in squid ink pasta sauce.
Oh.
Covered with cooked squid rings or calamari on top.
Ooh.
Anyone?
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, I'll try it.
Oh, I would totally eat it.
Would you?
I bet it
really?
Would be delish.
Yeah. Vaughn loves squid ink noodles.
Me too. That's one of my, that Loring pasta bar down the way.
Oh, so fishy.
They make it at, now I'm going to forget. Son of a gun. It's the place we used to go to on Grand Avenue. Yeah.
French.
Yeah,
yes.
The French. It's not the Cheers. It's,
oh, God.
Salut.
Salut.
There it is.
Salut. They had the squid ink noodles there. It's good. Calamari. I love calamari there, too. I would eat this. Why is this a bad thing?
Because all I'm seeing, I've never had squid ink ever in my life.
Yeah.
And all I've heard is it's like, I'm not a big fan of like the fishy taste.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said that this is like times 10.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. That would, the thought of it makes me want to get
sick. Of all the garbage you've eaten, you wouldn't eat this.
I really wouldn't. It sounds so gross. And it's just, I don't know, the whole meal concept to me, if you want to punish me, that's it.
Well, now that is something I would not be doing on a takeout situation.
No.
Because I don't know that that would travel well. That's one of those things you have to eat when it is fresh out the oven.
Yeah.
Nobody wants gelatinous squid ink.
Oh, God. I mean, the noodles would be fine.
Yeah. Would they underneath the sauce?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. No, I'm out.
Okay. Des is out.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But now I'm hungry for some form of noodle.
Oh, God.
Boy,
yeah, you want a vat?
Maybe if we talked more about working out, Des would get hooked on that.
I was really starting to do good, and then the gym closed. Snap Fitness closed.
Oh.
And now here I am.
Don't they have the viral, or like the videos you can watch from home?
They do, but then you have to be, it's easier when like somebody else was like making me do it. I need somebody to be the boss of me.
Unbelievable.
I think Lady Virginia was right.
Yes, yes.
She knew.
You're effed.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I love that you'll go out of your way to make a vat of pasta for yourself, but unless somebody's there going, Des, work out, work out, work out.
Do you like him to yell at you and tell you that you're sucking at it?
No, I want them to be nice, because if they yell at me, I don't like it. But if they're like, okay, this is what we're going to do next, now it's time to do squats, grab these weights, and I'm like, okay, I got it. Yep. And if they encourage me.
Come on, fat girl. Let's go.
No, unless they said
them.
Dropping.
Come on, chunky.
No.
Move it.
I would cry and kick them.
Lift that butt and go.
Come on. Things are sagging on you. Get them up. Get them up. Go.
I have to do something.
Nothing?
Though. Nope. That wouldn't work.
You want them to be like, Miss Des? Could you go grab a couple of those kettlebells and go ahead and give me 10 up-downs for you?
I've told any trainer I've ever had, I will probably complain more than any client you'll ever have, but I will always do it.
Okay, until now.
Give me 10 push-ups. God, this is the stupidest workout ever.
Today I'm working out, you guys. Tomorrow morning, ask me. I will not disappoint.
Des, you want to go on a hike with me? I'll get you to work out.
Yes. I've been walking a lot, but I'd love to do a hike with you.
An adventurous hike where... Yes. See, now, nothing gets me more excited than going on a hiking trail and then, out of nowhere, appears a path. A worn path that is not clearly a marked path.
Oh.
But it leads somewhere exciting. And that is how I discovered one of the coolest things in my neighborhood. I had no idea. And I was just on my regular path, and then there appeared a bunch of pallets thrown into a ditch to allow you to step over the water, which leads up to a winding hill.
Ooh.
To a cool little area that I never knew even existed.
Really?
I now know the meaning of Pilot Knob.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared where the story's
going. You found that in the woods, did you?
I did.
Oh my God.
Deep in the woods. God. Way off. What's so funny?
Everybody has a different definition of sucking.
I'm going to pee. Stop it right now.
And if you too want to learn the deep meaning of what a pilot knob is, you should join me in the woods, Des.
Now I'm scared. I need
Why?
An adult.
What was your adventure? Well, Ryan found out the definition and the meaning behind pilot knob in the woods.
And then he showed me.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
I get it. I will.
It was really cool.
He was so excited he couldn't stop shaking his hands. He was just kind of waving them around.
It was fascinating. Really, really cool stuff. And I'm not going to even share any more about it because you're just going to mock me. But
no.
Rudy and the Catwalkers got together to write a song, which I take a little slight offense to, just a teeny bit.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying new things. I'm trying to make the most out of a sucky situation, right? This pandemic blows, and everyone's definition of blowing is...
A little different.
Am I right, Des?
Yep.
So I'm trying to embrace nature and hiking and camping and getting out there and doing stuff, and he wrote a song about it.
He's a four-eyed man with a clipboard of fun and his margarita. Yeah, it's second to none here in SoTa. Minnesota. If you ask him nice, he can manage your dough. Or if you're on vacation, tell you where you can go. He's so tough. Minnesota. Ryan's Minnesota. Well, he's not the world's most manliest man. Vacuums his garage and never eats out the can. He's so-so-ta. Ryan's Minnesota. He'll never wear spandex while riding a bike. If you find him on the weekends, he'll be out on a hike. Out in so-ta. Ryan's Minnesota. Ryan's Minnesota.
I think it's a good thing I don't wear spandex on a bike.
That's true.
I mean, I wore yoga pants to a yoga class, and I learned men don't wear yoga pants.
No. And you can't wear tight pants. We've seen you walk around here in jeans.
No.
It's already enough.
So
pilot knob all over again.
Seriously. Okay.
That's more of a Knob Creek situation.
Oh, man. I mean,
please, if you wear yoga pants in here, I swear. I'm calling in sick.
No, trust me, I won't. I will not do that to anyone.
We'll have to call HR.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, for a good time.
Well, I could stand for something else, but we can't say that.
Oh. What?
Huge R.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, we did clear up that I have no problem eating out of a can. Rudy misled you all.
Yes. You have no problem.
So I don't know why that all of a sudden makes me less manly.
I don't get that either.
Yeah.
Because you're a man because you eat out of a can?
Well, you know, you just have to eat what you don't know.
Okay.
This could go all wrong again. I'm just going to stop.
Oh, boy. You want to break down the different definitions of sucking real quick? We've got a couple of seconds.
You know, I feel like I'll let you use your imagination. Pilot Knob.
Sucking on Pilot Knob? Wait a second. Oh, Des, you do it every day.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you don't want to go on a hike with me, fine. I will go by myself.
I will go, just not to Pilot Knob.
Oh, God. It's the coolest thing. You're going to miss out. Never mind.
Tell me it later.
Okay. I have to go now. I have new spandex pants waiting for me at home.
No.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.